Protestant boys, now stand on your guard. This very day it well does appear. Rome with her plots is laboring hard for to destroy our liberties here. Yet no doubt the laws will seize them that would the king and kingdom abuse. Those that have been brewing the nation's undoing will have the good luck to die in their shoes. Every false and treacherous lord that would his native nation betray, though it may be in hopes of reward, yet let him take his word by the way. The severest hand of justice will not such villains' treason excuse. For those that are brewing the kingdom's undoing shall have the good luck to die in their shoes. When our rights, religion, and laws stood like a feeble, tottering wall, William, our king, espoused the cause, freeing us straight from infinite thrall. Those that dare to plot against him, surely the laws can no ways excuse. Those that have been brewing the kingdom's undoing, let them have the luck to die in their shoes. Nay, at the length it came to that pass, that we were feared to lie in our beds. But King William bravely freed us, therefore let those that would us abuse, by plotting and brewing the kingdom's undoing, let them have the luck to die in their shoes. Those that should be a support to the throne, by their wise counsel, conduct, and care, now at this time 'tis apparently known, here have contrived a treacherous snare to betray us all to ruin. Surely the law can ne'er them excuse. Whoe'er have been brewing the kingdom's undoing, let them have the luck to die in their shoes. Plotting, you know, has been an old trade practiced by all the villains of Rome. Many hath sad examples been made, having the axe and halter their doom. Yet we find they take no warning, but those would their gracious monarch abuse. Those that have been brewing the nation's undoing, may they have the luck to die in their shoes. Letters we find were going for France, there to inform the Jacobite crew. Yet they were seized and taken by chance, I and the hopeful messengers too, which were brought to London's tower, there to be scourged for carrying of news. As they have been brewing the nation's undoing, may they have the luck to die in their shoes. Yet after all we Protestants hope that our most gracious sovereign king, in spite of French, Turk, devil, and pope, triumph into this kingdom shall bring. While those false, deceitful traitors, they shall be scourged for carrying of news. Was it in their power the laws to devour, for which they shall fairly die in their shoes?